A wondrous tale I will relate, the like was never told you of Englishmen that England hate. The town of Bucks has sold you. To serve in Parliament they chose two men, I fear to name them, for if I did you would suppose I told a lie to shame them. That beef and ale should yet prevail, you need no longer wonder, for men of wit must still submit to fools of greater number. The D, the Pope, and tyranny need never fear a downfall, for Teague and Wakeman both would be elected for a town hall. These loyal men of Buckingham, true only to their purses, would sell the crown to enrich the town and laugh at all your curses. When they have sinned and damned their souls, or to the devil gave them, their friend the Pope, in him they hope, well knowing he can save them. If S would take on Oates' head, he need not fear succeeding, but send him down unto this town, he soon might see him bleeding. Of 13 men there are but 6 who do not merit Hempwell, the other 7 play their tricks for L and T. The father is a reprobate, and yet the son's elected. The gaudy youth comes down in state, and must not be rejected. Our prating knight doth owe his call to timber and his lady, though one goes longer with town hall than t'other with her baby. These men do to their choosing trudge with all the speed that can be, and make the son the father's judge to save great Tom of Dee. The bailiff is so mad a spark, though lives by tanning leather, that for a load of temple's bark he'd sacrifice his father. His horns do shine, his wife kept fine, all men would blame him had he not made him stand, whose helping hand must make him be a daddy. He huffs and rants and calls to hall, but will not give men warning. When drunk or night, he takes delight to play the rogueth morning. Next comes the barber, who will do whatever you desire him. He for a groat will cut your throat, a lousy perjured hireling. God damn and rot his arm, he cries, and swears like any lover, for to be true to 3 in 2, poor Judas' younger brother. Of late he huffed and drank with lords, but since a sad disaster hath summoned him to wash and trim a reverend owl his master. Another he hath kissed a hand which puts him in a rapture, so have I known a Missouth town adore the fop that clapped her. Since kissing hands can so prevail, there's no man need want riches, if they'll be kind and come behind, they're welcome to our breeches. Thus Buckingham hath led the way to popery and sorrow. Those 7 knaves who make us slaves would sell their God tomorrow.